Deanna Engel is a public health nurse with the Lincoln County Health Department and joins me on the phone now for our Finally Friday conversation this morning. Good morning, Deanna.
Hi, good morning.
All right, flu shot clinics are coming up, and one of the posters that I only had time to print off one of the posters here, so I'm not sure if there are more clinics than the one I'm looking at right here, Deanna, but let's talk about this one first. The Tomahawk School District Student Vaccine Clinic is coming up on Thursday, October 31st, so let's talk about that first.
Okay, sure. Yeah, and you're right. We do have a lot of clinics coming up, and that's one of the things I did want to talk about. There's lots of opportunities to get your flu shot for school-age kids and for everybody in the community. But the Tomahawk School District, we are going into the school on Thursday the 31st from 8:30 to 11. We will be at the school, and our nurses will be providing vaccinations. We're going to be offering flu shots and flu mist to any kids that are interested in getting those shots this year.
So is the mist for people that don't necessarily like the needles and the whole shot thing?
Mainly it is. Yeah, there are some kids, some people don't want to get the flu shot, and if they're going to refuse to get the flu shot, but they would be open to getting a nasal vaccine, then that just improves, you know, the chances of people not getting the flu if they're vaccinated. So, yes, that is the main reason, is people with a needle fear. I also failed to mention that we are offering Tdaps at this clinic as well. And Tdaps, that's the tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis.
Oh.
That's a really important shot. It's required for school-age kids, and so we're going to be offering that shot as well.
How safe of a situation is this, Deanna? Please explain and take some of the fear away from folks that might have it.
Okay. So flu shots, flu mist, Tdaps, basically all your routine childhood vaccinations, very safe. They have a very long history of being extremely safe. They've been around for about 70 years. So we have a long history of some of these vaccinations being very safe. The chances of experiencing severe illness, if you actually come down with any of these diseases, you know, there's a risk of becoming very sick, having to be hospitalized, and actually developing complications from the disease itself. So those are pretty big risks. But if you're vaccinated, you're not going to get these diseases, most likely.
And the severity of the diseases, if you should happen to get them, will be much less, correct?
That's right. We can't say that with 100% certainty you're not going to get, say, the flu after you had the flu shot. You're not going to get the flu from the flu shot. It is impossible. It cannot happen. It's a deadened virus if you get the flu shot. So if you do get sick sometimes after the flu, it's either coincidence or it's something else. There's a lot of other viruses that are running around, colds, coughs, sniffles, sneezes, other types of illness, stomach bugs. Those are not the flu. The flu shot will protect you from the flu.
It used to be, Deanna, when I was younger, I'm not sure how old a person you are, Deanna, but when I was younger, I'm going to be 60 on my next birthday. It was basically okay. The things that we had to worry about were colds and flus. We still have colds around. We still have the flu around, but now we have things like COVID. We have RSV. All those things have vaccinations available. And so as far as the kids go, all we're talking about now are the flu shots, correct? There's not going to be any COVID or any other kind of vaccines available during this clinic.
No, during the clinic at the school, we're just going to be doing the flu shots. We have the nasal mist and the Tdap.
Okay, got it.
So those will be available at this clinic in the Tomahawk School, yes.
So when we get sick this winter, we invariably, most of us have a little bit of a bug of one kind or another through the winter months. And so how do we know if it's the cold? How do we know if it's flu? What if it's RSV or COVID? I know a lot of the symptoms overlap. So what's the best way you can explain to folks to know what you have when you're not feeling your best?
Sure, and that is true. And it's kind of, if you're not tested, if you don't go into the clinic and you're not tested by your doctor, you're kind of guessing. Some of the symptoms are very similar with the common cold, with flu, with COVID, with RSV. There's a lot of very similar things. Usually with the common cold, you do not get a fever. So there's no fever with the common cold. You may have a sore throat, you know, some sniffles, sneezes, things like that, but no fever typically with the cold. Usually if you have a very acute, comes on very suddenly, you have a high fever, that's usually an indicator that it's either probably COVID, could be RSV, or it could be the flu. You can have the a fever with the flu also. So no two people are going to have the exact same symptoms. They vary from person to person. but usually very fast onset and very severe illness is usually not the common cold.
Got it.
It might be something more serious. And we would recommend maybe doing an at-home testing if you can so that you can isolate and not be out spreading whatever you have, or wearing a mask going into the doctor if you feel that you need to be tested, at an urgent care clinic or something like that.
I've heard through the media one way or the other, I can't remember exactly, but I heard that some more COVID tests were going to be mailed to all of us here in this country. Have you heard the same thing?
I have not heard about that yet. Now, the new formula came out in, I want to say, August of this year. And so that is a new formula. It's a monovalent. And so they are offering that. We don't have it yet at our health department, but we are getting it and we are taking a list of names so you can get on our waiting list. We will be having it very soon. We have it available for uninsured adults, and we're going to be doing it for people 12 and up. And as far as mailing it to people, that may be an option. I'm not aware of anything right now with that.
Okay, yeah, because I heard that the government was going to send out the free COVID test that we could have at home, so when we get sick, we can take the test and then know what to do from there. But I guess we'll have to stay tuned for more information on that. Deanna Engel is our public health nurse. She's an RN with the Lincoln County Health Department. We're talking about the Tomahawk Flu Clinic. That's coming up October 31st, and it's free. Your kids can get these flu shots or miss for free. And do they need to bring anything or get registered ahead of time to do this, Deanna?
They do need to register ahead of time. We do like about a week advance registration, and there's a QR code on the flyer that's at home. It's been sent out to families, so they can just register by using that QR code on their phone and get registered. We also have walk-in Wednesdays for anybody in Lincoln County and in the community can just walk in, no appointment, from 8:30 to 4 every Wednesday until November 13th. And we also have high-dose flu. Shot. We have high-dose flu, regular flu for anyone. And we do have a youth vaccine clinic on October 23rd from 3 to 6. And you do need to pre-register for that. And we're offering any vaccines that are needed by any kids, flu, flu mist, Tdaps, everything. We have them all. So you just need to call to make an appointment for that.
So the one at school, October 31st on a Thursday, got to register for. Then anybody in Lincoln County, any that wants to get vaccinated, 3 until 6 on October 23rd. And you also need to be registered for that, Medicaid eligible or uninsured people as well, right?
Yes, regardless of insurance status, yes. For the 23rd, we'll vaccinate anybody that needs it. You just have to pre-register and come in.
So that's another youth vaccine clinic just for the youth of Lincoln County, no matter where they live here in Lincoln County.
That is correct, yes.
Got it. Youth Flu Clinic at the Health Department, Wednesday, November 6th from 3 until 6. That's another one that's available for everybody. If they can't get it for one reason or another on October 23rd, they can try again Wednesday, November 6th. Is that correct?
On November 6th, we will be providing the flu and the Tdap only.
Okay.
No cost to any Lincoln County students.
Got it. Back to the whole, for all of us now, just talking about all of us, younger, older, whatever, or somewhere in between. I'm hearing a lot about doubling up and stuff, and so it's not possible right now, but do you see a day going forward where those of us who want a flu shot and a COVID shot and possibly pneumonia, I know there's some pneumonia vaccines out there right now and the RSV stuff, is there going to be a chance for people to come in and get all of them at once, or is that even something that's doable? Can you please explain that a little bit?
Sure, it is doable, and I do foresee that happening sometime soon. They're already talking about next year, looking at providing the flu and combining a flu and a COVID shot, and that would be available. And they're talking about as soon as next year, next season. That's not available this season as far as I know. But, yes, it would be safe to get all of those shots at one time. I mean, you can get the COVID shot. You can get the flu shot at the same time. That's not a problem. But they are looking at combining those for the future.
Okay, and I see on my notes here this morning, Wisconsin passed legislation over the summer this year to add the meningococcal ACWY vaccine to the list of required student school vaccinations. Please explain that a little bit more.
Okay, that is correct. So that legislation was passed over the summer. So a lot of the parents may not be aware of that, and we've been doing an audit with our schools and all the students and their vaccination status. Meningococcal is a quadrivalent shot. And it is recommended for any students going into the 7th grade and going into the 12th grade. And meningitis, it can be a very dangerous. It's very rare, but it's very dangerous. And so it's an excellent vaccine for, you know, for these 7th graders and 12th graders to get. So that is the new law. And there's also Tdap is required at 7th grade. So they do need to get the Tdap. If they're going into the 7th grade, they'll need that Tdap booster, and they need the meningococcal shot this year.
This is kind of a lot for parents to take in, especially if they're listening in the background one way or the other. So if anybody wants to know more about any of these clinics, just a good idea to call Lincoln County Health Department, and you can give them the lowdown with whatever questions they may have.
Absolutely. People can call anytime. We have four nurses here at the health department. So if we're not available at the time that you call, we'll take your name. They'll take your name, your number, and a nurse will get back to you and answer any questions that you have.
Good deal. Now the question about these flu shots. I've heard, I think you just mentioned it. I've heard other places there's a regular flu shot. There's a high dose flu shot. Why the two different shots? Who should be taking either or?
Okay, that's an excellent question. So the high-dose shot, the flu shot is recommended for anybody over six months of age. It's an excellent shot. The high-dose is recommended for anybody 65 or older. And the high-dose shot, what that includes is it's about 3 to 4 times more of the antigen. So you're just getting a really boosted dose, and it's important for folks that are 65 or older because their immune system's not quite as robust, and so they need that little added boost to be effective and give them protection throughout the season.
For those of us older in the listening audience here this morning as well, so the RSV vaccine and the pneumonia vaccines that have become available lately, will you have those for anybody that wants them when they need them, or are we waiting on that too?
We're waiting on the RSV. We do not currently carry the RSV vaccination, and that is something that we do recommend people have a conversation with their primary care provider about whether or not they're eligible, and it's recommended for them to get RSV. As far as pneumococcal, we do have that. There's two different types of pneumococcal vaccines. There's a polysac, well, I won't go into the details, but there's two different kinds, and we do recommend pneumococcal shots for everybody that's 65 and over. And for a lot of people younger than 65, they should get the pneumococcal vaccination. People that have a poorer, weakened immune system, and people with organ transplants, smokers, there's a lot of people with different kind of chronic conditions that should get the pneumococcal shot. So that should be a conversation with their provider also. But we do have the pneumococcal shots.
Well, the kids behind the checkout counter at the grocery store assume I'm a senior citizen. I get the discount now, Deanna, so that's
okay.
It. I got that going for me here today anyway. But as far as these other shots for those of us who are advanced in age, I don't remember a lot of this stuff. Maybe I just wasn't paying attention because I was young and I wasn't eligible and I wasn't worried about this stuff when I got older. Are these like the pneumonia and especially the RSV vaccines, are these relatively new or have they been around a while but there's just more heightened awareness of them these days?
I think there's more heightened awareness, and there's been changes with these vaccines, too. The pneumococcal is kind of an ongoing, they change it quite frequently as the science advances, and they come up with vaccines that cover more and more of different strains of the disease. And so right now they have like two different types of pneumonia shots. They have one that it kind of affects the immune system in different ways. So they do recommend for some people to get two pneumonia shots because in the two different types of pneumonia shots, because that way they're protecting you from different angles and gives you more protection against pneumonia, because that can be very dangerous for people.
Yeah.
Especially older folks. I mean, like I said, people with weakened immune systems, or when your immune system's not quite as strong, you definitely need that extra protection.
Just generally speaking, how do we keep our immunity up during these months where we're more susceptible for all these bugs?
Best way to keep yourself safe is one of the best ways is hand washing. Frequent hand washing, especially when you're out and about, because we're kind of, as we get into the colder months, windows are closed. You're more enclosed in smaller spaces. You're around a lot more people. Covering coughs and colds, really covering it up with your shoulder when you're coughing and sneezing kind of helps. Keeping your distance from people. You don't want to be right in somebody's personal space because a lot of these respiratory illnesses are spread through the droplets that kind of shoot out of your mouth when you're talking or speaking or coughing, and then you kind of inhale those things. Keeping your hands off your face and away from your mouth, not rubbing your eyes. And then, of course, vaccination is very helpful in preventing severe illness, hospitalizations, and, you know, even deaths can happen sometimes in severe cases. So we want to avoid that.
I take a couple extra vitamin C every day, too.
That doesn't hurt. It certainly doesn't hurt.
Doesn't hurt.
I mean, eating food with vitamin C is the best way, but sure, supplements can help too.
Absolutely. And all the information about all the vaccine clinics, the times, the registration information, it's all online at your website. What is that, Deanna?
It is. Our website is www.co.lincoln.wi.us/health.
Or just Google Lincoln County, Wisconsin Health Department. You should get the information right there.
That's an easier way. That's a simple way to do it. If you click on Lincoln County Health, Merrill, it'll show you our website. Just click on our website.
Anything else we need to mention, Deanna, before we let you get back to your real job?
No, we just hope to see a lot of people getting their flu shot. We'd like to minimize the illness in our community, so we really hope we have a good turnout at some of our school clinics and our community clinics this year.
I hope so, too. Deanna, thank you for reaching out. And anytime you want to get the word out, please let us know. We're more than happy to accommodate you.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time today.
Absolutely. www.co.lincoln.wi.us/health. That'd be one good way to find out all about what we just talked about. If you didn't get it all, it's right there, easy to get.